The Mahabharata, Chapter 64, The First Day's Battle. Dushasana was leading the Kaurava forces, and Bhimasena did the same on the Pandava side. The noise of battle rolled and rent the air. The kettle drums, trumpets, horns, and conches made the welkin ring with their clamor. Horses neighed, charging elephants trumpeted, and the warriors uttered their lion roars. Arrows flew in the air like burning meteors. Fathers and sons, uncles and nephews slew one another, forgetful of old affection and ties of blood. It was a mad, terrible carnage. In the forenoon of the first day's battle, the Pandava army was badly shaken. Wherever Bhishma's chariot went, it was like the dance of the destroyer. Abhimanyu could not bear this, and he attacked the grandsire. When the oldest and the youngest warriors thus met in battle, the gods came to watch the combat. Abhimanyu's flag displaying the golden Karanikara tree brightly waved on his chariot. Krithavarma was hit by one of his arrows and Salya was hit 5 times. Bhishma himself was hit 9 times by Abhimanyu's shafts. Dhurmukha's charioteer was struck by one of Abhimanyu's sword-edged swarrows, and his severed head rolled on the ground. Another broke Kripa's bow. Abhimanyu's feet brought down showers of flowers from the gods, who cheered them on. Bhishma and the warriors supporting him exclaimed, "Indeed, a worthy son to Dhananjaya." Then the Kaurava warriors made a combined attack on the valiant youth, but he stood against them all. He parried with his own all the shafts discharged by Bhishma. One of his well-aimed arrows brought the grandsire's palm tree flag down, and seeing this, Bhimasena was overjoyed and made a great lion roar, which further inspired the valiant nephew. Great was the grandsire's joy seeing the valor of the young hero. Unwillingly, he had to use his full strength against the boy. Virata, his son Uttara, Drishtadyumna, the son of Drupada and Bhima, came to relieve the young hero and attacked the grandsire, who then turned his attentions on them. Uttara, the son of Virata, rode an elephant and led a fierce charge on Salya. Salya's chariot horses were trampled to death, and thereupon he hurled a javelin at Uttara. It went with unerring aim and pierced Uttara in the chest. The goad he had in his hand dropped, and he rolled down dead. But the elephant did not withdraw. It continued charging until Salya killed the elephant. Salya got into Kritavarma's car. Virata's son Sweta saw Salya slay his younger brother. His anger rose like fire fed by libations of butter, and he drove his chariot towards Salya. 7 chariot warriors at once came up in support of Salya, protecting him from all sides. Arrows were showered on Shweta and the missiles sped across like lightning in clouds. Shweta defended himself marvelously. He parried their shafts with his own and cut their javelins down as they sped towards him. The warriors in both armies were amazed at the skill displayed by Shweta. Duryodhana lost no time now and sent forces to relieve Salya, whereupon there was a great battle. Thousands of soldiers perished. Numerous were the chariots broken and the horses and elephants killed. Shweta succeeded in putting Duryodhana's men to flight, and he pushed forward and attacked Bhishma. Bhishma's flag was brought down by Shweta again. Bhishma, in his turn, killed Shweta's horses and charioteer. Thereupon, they hurled javelins at one another and fought on. Shweta took a mace and, swinging it, sent it at Bhishma's car, which was smashed to pieces. But the grandsire, even before the mace dashed against the chariot, had anticipated it, jumped down, and from the ground he pulled the string of his bow to his ear and sent a fatal arrow at Shweta. Shweta was struck and fell dead. Dushasana blew his horn and danced in joy. This was followed by a great attack on the Pandava army by Bhishma. The Pandava forces suffered greatly on the first day of the battle. Dharmaputra was seized with apprehension, and Duryodhana's joy was unbounded. The brothers came to Krishna and were engaged in anxious consultations. Chief among Bharatas, said Krishna to Yudhishthira, do not fear. God has blessed you with valiant brothers. Why should you entertain any doubts? There is Satyaki, and there are Virata, Drupada, Drishtadyumna, besides myself. What reason is there for you to be dejected? Do you forget that Sikandan is waiting for his predestined victim, Bhishma? Thus did Krishna comfort Yudhishthira. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishno Yatra Partho Dhanurdharah Tatra Sri Vijayobhutir Dhruvani Tirmatirmamam.